Diagnostic Listening Test 2. Listen to a lecture in a Teaching English for Academic Purposes class. The professor is discussing vocabulary.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about vocabulary in the English for Academic Purposes classroom. So, how important is vocabulary? Well, as many students will tell you, their language difficulties in all four skills, including reading, writing, listening, and speaking. These difficulties have everything to do with their vocabulary knowledge, or should I say their lack of vocabulary knowledge. In fact, they will tell you that this is the single most important factor that holds them back, and research tends to back this up. Therefore, we know vocabulary is important, in fact, crucial, to language development at the academic level. But is it a subject that needs to be taught, or can students learn it incidentally as native speakers do through reading or listening? Well, to begin with, students of English need a lot more support than native speakers. And while it is true that they will gain in their vocabulary knowledge through extensive reading materials that are fairly easy for them, these gains do not really add up to much unless, of course, the student reads a very, very large amount. Furthermore, research shows that intensive reading of shorter texts, let's say 300 to 500 words, along with a clear focus on vocabulary, is the most effective method. So, we need to teach vocabulary, but which words do we focus on and how many words do we teach? Let's start with the number of words in the English language. Now, depending on how you define a word, there's anywhere from 500,000 to over 1,000,000 words in the English language. Clearly, we cannot teach them all. So, do we then teach the 20,000 words that a typical native-speaking undergraduate student knows? The answer is that we simply do not have to go that far. Surprisingly, research on word frequency reveals that 80% of words in an academic text can be found in the first 2,000 words on the General Service List. Now, this is a list of the most frequently occurring words in the English language. And even more surprising is that 75% of the words in an academic text are in the first 1,000 most frequent words on this list. So what kinds of words are we talking about here? Function words like the, but, and to, and content words like develop, experience, and university. Most students of English for Academic Purposes will likely know a fair number of these. In any event, students should review the GSL to see if they need to learn any unknown words. So aside from the GSL, what other types of words do we teach? Well, there's a fairly large list of subtechnical vocabulary called the Academic Word List that covers roughly 10% of the words in an academic text. We are talking about words like analysis, assessment, policy, and theory. The Academic Word List consists of 570 word families that are frequently occurring words in the fields of commerce, science, law, and the arts. Basically, these words are common to almost every academic field. So a knowledge of this list is very important to the student of English for Academic Purposes. Why? Well, first, an understanding of AWL and GSL vocabulary will allow students to understand around 90% of the words in an academic text. Now, when proper nouns and technical vocabulary, specific to a student's major, are added to that, this brings students close to the critical 95% threshold level. And this 95% threshold level of vocabulary knowledge is what a student needs to gain a sufficient understanding of the material and successfully guess unknown words from context. A 95% coverage of words means that one out of every 20 is unknown. Around one unknown word every two lines or so. Now, if the vocabulary difficulty is any harder than that, students will not be able to guess unknown words from context. And this is because there are just too many unknown words and not enough available clues. So what about the remainder of the English language words, the remaining 5%? These are what are called low-frequency vocabulary. And English, with its vast word stock, has hundreds of thousands of low-frequency vocabulary. Words like fathom, minuscule, ploy. Words that we just do not encounter that often. Therefore, teaching them would not be an efficient use of time. So how do we approach these words? Well, we need to give students strategies. And again, research provides us with the most appropriate course of action. We teach students techniques that allow them to determine the meaning from context. And we'll be looking at these in our next session.